Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. We're back here this week at our normal time. I know we kind of threw some of you guys off last week doing a late night edition, the 11:30 show, but we are back here, guys, normal time. And honestly, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at everything we have for this week's episode of SCW, and it is very, I would assume, honestly, with the time of year that it is, CyberSlam approaching, probably appropriate, very social media heavy show for this week's edition of SCW Radio. So before we get into any of that, guys, let's go ahead and let you know how each and every one of you out there listening can get in touch with us right here live on SCW Radio, something we started last week. We're going to be continuing it this week. If you want to submit any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, whatever, you can do so by clicking the link for this week's episode of SCW Radio. In case you haven't seen that, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment and click on today's show. That would be the 8/5/15 edition of SCW Radio. It will launch a live chat. We're there monitoring that right now. If you have any questions, we'll take them from there. Also, if you're on Twitter, you can live tweet us at SCW Greenwood, our official Twitter account. We're taking questions from there as well. And as always, you can call the studio line at 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Three different means of contact to get in touch with us here at SCW Radio for the next half hour. So let's go ahead and dig in. Now, guys, I'm sure some of you have actually seen, we've started over the last almost week a bit of a hashtag for every day of the week, Monday through Friday here at SCW Entertainment. I know most of you saw last week our Throwback Thursday, the whole picture of Chapala's, one of our original quote-unquote homes of SCW Entertainment. We're going to be doing things like that each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday. I actually have a list here right now. I'm sure some of you have saw. Mondays, we do a Music Monday, so to speak, where we actually will post one of the SCW wrestlers' entrance themes. I've always been a big fan of that myself personally. I think it's one of the most underrated parts of an independent wrestling or a professional wrestling experience is the music. So we're going to give you an in-depth look at that on Mondays. On Tuesdays, I'm sure some of you did see yesterday the Transformation Tuesday, which is actually very interesting. We took a look at Reverend Revis yesterday, seeing a photo of him at SCW Entertainment in 2009 and then a little bit more recently. It's interesting to see just how far people come and how different people can look in the span of 5-6 years. So definitely interesting there. As a matter of fact, after SCW Radio this evening, we're going to do a Wednesday Wisdom, which, guys, that's pretty much going to be what I'm going to refer to as an obscure history lesson about SCW Entertainment. I know we do have a large fan base out there that does keep up with what we do and our history and things of that nature, and we appreciate that. However, I'm 100% sure there are things that people don't know about this company. It'll be a very interesting read after SCW Radio today. And, of course, on Thursdays, the Throwback Thursdays, some interesting old-school things that I'm sure a lot of you probably remember. Maybe don't even maybe not exactly remember, but it'll bring to light some memories of SCW Entertainment. And, of course, like we did last Friday with our Fan Friday, James Morton being named the Fan Friday last week. So that's something we're going to be doing here. And like I said, it's probably a very good idea considering CyberSlam is approaching, something that is very social media heavy with the polls, the fans determining who will challenge champions, match types, opponents, you name it. It's going to be going down at CyberSlam, and guys, there's going to be a lot of CyberSlam news, as I understand it, coming out later this week on the when and where as far as that goes. So just wanted to give everybody the heads up. Check out SCW Entertainment. Our Facebook page, our Tumblr page, and our Twitter page are all going to be handling those hashtag days of the week type thing. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I think it's going to be informative and pretty entertaining for everyone out there, especially if you consider yourself a fan of SCW Entertainment. Now, with that said, let's go ahead and dive right into it. Since we are talking social media, we're talking how to follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment, anywhere on the World Wide Web, guys. Let's dig in. First and foremost, of course, our official website, which technically speaking, you can find links for the majority of our other social media accounts on that site at scwentertainment.com. It's also one of the only places, the only place where we feature a news feed with everything going on at SCW Entertainment, complete comprehensive title histories on the heavyweight championship, the tag titles, the internet championship, even the X title. Probably a one-stop shop, honestly, for everything SCW Entertainment. One of the only places you can find those four mentioned items and several other things, as a matter of fact, scwentertainment.com. Also, guys, our most popular social media account definitely has to be, with almost 2,000 likes, facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. You can find us on Facebook more simply just by searching the keywords SCW Entertainment. And, guys, I got to tell you, pretty much all the news hits Facebook first. That having the biggest fan base of any of our social media accounts, that and the website, and those two things probably are going to get the news first. Even though I have to say that I have seen in the past our .com actually break news first. So definitely a good idea to bookmark scwentertainment.com and like facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. Also, guys, right now we're live tweeting at SCW Greenwood, or for those who aren't exactly Twitter literate, that would be twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. And, guys, on there, we do a lot of different things on our Twitter account. So it's definitely would behoove you, if you consider yourself an SCW Entertainment fan, to follow us on Twitter as well. Also, guys, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment, where you can find complete comprehensive history of all the SCW Entertainment recaps, the highlight videos for every show, just about every show this company has ever held. Very entertaining promo videos from the SCW wrestlers and several more things that are exclusive to the YouTube account. And, guys, that's what we try to do here a lot at SCW Entertainment. We understand that individuals have more than just one social media account, so we try to appeal to everybody through all kinds of different means through our social media accounts. Each and every Wednesday, we are right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Like I said, every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., it is SCW Radio, guys. And, as anyone who is a listener, especially an avid listener of this broadcast, can tell you, a lot of breaking news will break right here on SCW Radio, courtesy of yours truly, Sean Van, of course. For any newbies out there listening, I'm sure anyone else out there would definitely know who this is. But like I said, a lot of news will break here, and we try to break that news here because it's a different medium of social media. It's actually my voice conveying to you what's going to be going on instead of a text or a picture or things of that nature. So I don't even know if a lot of you know this, but you can subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio as well. I know not a lot of people probably have a Blog Talk Radio account. However, you can link it with your Facebook account, and it won't bother your Facebook account either. So definitely check us out there as well, right here, as a matter of fact. Also, guys, we have our own Instagram account at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. It's been a place where in the past you can see a couple of glimpses into the locker room area for SCW Entertainment. That's definitely the only place you're going to see that. So follow us on Instagram as well. Also, guys, something we've been working on here at SCW Entertainment, kind of hard to find local people around the Greenwood area using Tumblr. However, there are a few. But you can find us on there at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can find us on various other social media and other websites searching the keyword SCW Entertainment. For example, Spreadshirt, where you can find various SCW Entertainment apparel. You can find us at Spreaker Web Radio, where we used to, and there are some ideas. I know there were a lot of fans of the live SCW radios on day of events. There's some talk about bringing that back, definitely have a lot of older broadcasts on there as well that are very entertaining. Also, guys, Pinterest. Yes, SCW Entertainment is on Pinterest. You can find us on there as well. Certain select SCW videos and pictures on there as well. We're on Reddit, guys. We're also on Google+, which is directly linked to our YouTube account. and of course SoundCloud, where you can listen to the SCW Entertainment Wrestlers entrance themes, which kind of goes into what we're talking about for Music Mondays and all those hashtags. I'm kind of a big fan of that, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that giving you a look on Mondays into the SCW Entertainment's entrance themes, maybe there's a song you've heard at SCW Entertainment, you're not quite exactly sure who it was, who it's by, what the name of the song is. Mondays are yours then, guys. Also, Transformation Tuesday. It's always a very interesting look to see how far people come. Quite simply, Wednesday Wisdom, as we'll be doing after this week's edition of SCW Radio and after every week's edition of SCW Radio, given that, hey, it's Wednesday, a short history lesson on things that have gone on in the past of SCW Entertainment, also Throwback Thursdays, where we remind you of some of SCW's history, and, of course, Fan Fridays, where one lucky fan will be selected and shown as our Fan of the Week, so to speak, on Fan Friday. So definitely keep up with all SCW social media, all the links we just gave out, guys. If you didn't catch one, maybe you wanted, check out SCWEntertainment.com and head over to our social media tab. And a lot of them are located there as well. So with that said, guys, you know, we've been talking about CyberSlam, and we are talking to a specific venue for this event. And we're, like I said last week, you know, I was hoping we would have everything cleared this week. However, like I said, still dotting some I's, crossing some T's, getting everything exactly how we need it to be for the CyberSlam event. It's an event that a lot of people look at as one of the four biggest shows of the year. People always throw CyberSlam into that mix. So it's something we want to get right. It's something we want to have perfect. It's something that, you know, it's an event a lot of people enjoy. And contrary to my beliefs, that the fans shouldn't have control of an SCW event. It's something that, well, you know, given the circumstances, a lot of the SCW fans definitely do look forward to, and that's fine with me. That's more money in my pocket, and we'll digress from there. Now let's talk about CyberSlam, guys, because it is coming up very soon, and we're going to make all those announcements just as soon as, like I said, we dot every I, cross every T, and make sure everything is perfect and where it needs to be in place. We already know, we've already announced, as a matter of fact, on this very radio broadcast over the last couple of weeks, two quasi-matches, I'll say, a bit of a fill-in-the-blank, so to speak. We already know that the main event, as every CyberSlam, will be for the Internet Championship. CyberSlam is and always has been about a voice through social media and through our live events where you, the fans, like I said, whether I like it or not, are in control. You will be voting on challengers for championships, match types in which competitors will compete, stipulations in matches, opponents, you name it, you people are going to be in control of that. And that is a very scary thought indeed for yours truly. However, we already know, like I said, Internet Championship every year at CyberSlam is defended in a triple threat main event. It's become somewhat of a custom. And we've already announced that this year, Anderson Strong, as the reigning defending SCW Internet Champion, will be defending his title in the main event. And we already know one part of the equation of challengers in this triple threat match will be the man who owns not one but two victories over the Internet Champion, one via countout, one via disqualification. I'm talking about Cat Daddy, a guy who's become somewhat of a fan favorite here at SCW Entertainment over the last several months, a guy who, despite what I personally think about him, I believe he is taking the next step here at SCW Entertainment and trying to become a solo star. So it's going to be interesting to see. You've had your pinfall, you've had your disqualification victory over Anderson Strong, Cat Daddy. You've had your countout victory over Anderson Strong. Can you get the job done and do it when it counts for the Internet Championship? And as we all know, that title is not going to change hands unless it's a pinfall or a submission. And a lot of people have said that maybe Cat Daddy isn't, I don't even want to say ready. A lot of people have said maybe Cat Daddy's stature just can't match up against Anderson Strong. And then you have your other side of individuals who think that his heart can overcome that. Now, I personally am thinking about this a completely different way. This is going to be a triple threat match. And very soon, could even be the end of this week, we're going to launch polls here. And you, the SCW fans, are going to choose the third man in this matchup. And I think what a lot of people are overlooking in this, probably because we haven't put all the attention on it just as of yet, is that in a triple threat matchup, Anderson Strong does not have to be pinned or made to submit to lose the SCW Internet Championship. This is a match that is definitely not in the champion's favor. However, it remains to be seen who the three individuals will be chosen by the SCW Council for you, the SCW fans, to vote on. The winner of that poll, of course, will go to the main event at CyberSlam to do battle with the champion, Anderson Strong, and the other challenger, Cat Daddy, for the Internet Championship. And let me tell you guys, it is definitely an honor. I've done it myself. It is an honor to go to that main event at CyberSlam to compete for the Internet Championship in that triple threat match, that tradition here at SCW Entertainment. And, you know, like I said, I've competed in it myself. The Internet Championship in and of itself is a championship that has eluded quite a lot of individuals here at SCW Entertainment, myself included. During my in-ring career, I held every championship available this company had to offer, with the exception of the Internet Championship. It is very elusive, and it's a championship belt that has, in SCW history, been looked at as on par, if not above, the SCW Heavyweight Championship in certain aspects. So it's a title that means a lot. It's a show that means a lot. And main eventing that triple threat for the Internet Championship is definitely a feather in your cap, especially should you walk away with the title. Now, also, guys, another bit of information we've dropped here on SCW Radio is that we can confirm that Dean Richards will, in fact, be defending his SCW Heavyweight Championship for the very first time at CyberSlam, and you, the SCW fans, will be selecting his opponent for that match as well. Now, you know, Dean Richards had a big win at Still Standing. I've held no bones about it. I'm not a big fan of how he won the championship. I'm not a big fan of Dean Richards in general, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think he's the man that I want as champion of my company. However, I'll digress and say that, unfortunately, it is up to you, the SCW fans, to select his very first opponent in defending that title. Now, definitely the Internet Championship deserves its praise. However, we're talking about the SCW Heavyweight title. That is the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, the crowning jewel of SCW Entertainment, and it will be on the line at the CyberSlam event as well. And I hate to, you know, beat a dead horse here, but unfortunately, it is you, the SCW fans, who will be selecting Dean Richards' very first opponent for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Now, those are two matches that have been announced. The polls have not been released yet, but will be very soon. Like I said, even as soon as the end of this week, the SCW fans will be voting to see who will challenge Anderson Strong and Cat Daddy in the traditional triple threat match for the Internet title. And who will Dean Richards defend, make his very first title defense against at CyberSlam? All that and so much more are going to be coming your way at CyberSlam. I can tell you it's going to be very interesting to see not only those two matches, but to see what's next for a lot of individuals here at SCW Entertainment. For example, you have TJ Boss and Jackson Carter, the brand-new SCW Tag Team Champions, who, let's be perfectly honest, I'm not going to allow these guys to hold the tag team titles because, first and foremost, in my opinion, TJ Boss doesn't work here. And second of all, Jackson Carter is a man who literally just graduated from the SCW School of Wrestling, a.k.a. the XGR camp. So this is a guy who didn't deserve a championship match. I don't think either one of them did. They got it somehow, and I'm, like I said, I'm saying somehow because I don't really want to allude to these new general managers that they call themselves, Brian White and Kevin Anderson here at SCW Entertainment. But I'm going to go ahead and put something out here right now. I've always tried to be just simply a businessman. I try to do what's best for this company, whether people think that I am underhanded or whatever verbiage you want to use. But I'm going to put it out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Professor Murdoch has given SCW Entertainment a request for time off. The Professor Murdoch is very, I'll just be honest with you, I think the guy's heartbroken. Himself and Dr. Carl Hager losing the tag team titles in a match that should have never happened, ending their 258-day reign as SCW Tag Team Champions, even surpassing myself and my former tag team partners who held the records. I was very proud of them, and that came crashing down as a result of these new co-general managers, who once again should not be here a part of this company. And even going as far as into cashing in his newly won ace in the hole contract and coming up short. Why? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, because of the shenanigans by Tanner Stone, because of of Dean Richards, and it's something that Professor Murdoch didn't deserve that. However, he's going to be taking time off, and that leaves the tag team title situation very open, considering the former champions will not be utilizing their tag team title rematch at this moment due to Professor Murdoch's time off request, which he has been granted, and he deserves it. I am actively looking right now, and this is me talking to the entire state, South Carolina Independent Wrestling. If you are a tag team and you believe that you can take down TJ Boss and this rookie Jackson Carter, then you need to email me at southcarolinawrestling@gmail.com. And we will discuss your candidacy, because I am actively right now looking for a tag team to face TJ Boss and Jackson Carter for those SCW tag team titles at CyberSlam. I will be reviewing applications. Send them to me, once again, southcarolinawrestling@gmail.com. I am going to find a tag team that is not only going to take those titles off of TJ Boss and Jackson Carter, but I'm going to find a tag team that's going to embarrass them, hurt them, and drive them away from SCW Entertainment altogether. TJ, you have no business here. I fired you. I fired you in a stipulation that you agreed to. Jackson, you've gotten off to a very bad foot here in your career at SCW Entertainment. I'm sure you already know that. So with that said, be on notice, gentlemen. And tag teams across the state, contact Sean Vann, because Sean Vann is going to make sure he gets the absolute best tag team to come in, take those titles, rid SCW Entertainment of the garbage. And that's all I really got to say about that. Now, with that said, guys, one more time, we're going to give out that guest call-in number and ways to communicate to us. We've got about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. If we need to use our after call, that's 15 extra minutes. That's fine by me. But one more time, guys, that guest call-in number is 713-955-0804. You want to call in? The lines are open. Also, logtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's broadcast, the 8515 broadcast. And there is a live chat going on in there as well. Also, live tweet us at SCW Entertainment's Twitter account, at SCW Greenwood. We're taking all questions, comments, concerns, what have you, right now. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines here. And if I'm not mistaken, we're being joined now by one Ace Harris. Is that you, man?
It's me. It's me. It's ACE. How are you doing, Mr. Vann?
I had a good bit to cover on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I think I've gotten a lot of personal business out there, a lot of business out there in general. I'm doing well. Now, with that said, I don't do this a whole lot, but how are you doing, Ace? How are things developing for Ace Harris? I know you have a story here at SCW Entertainment over the last month or two that is a bit captivating, and there's some things going on with you, Mr. Smith, maybe even Tony Lycan. Any update on anything that's going on?
Well, I've been doing some thinking. You see, last week, you kind of made a good point. You see, my brother Tony Lycan and I have kind of put the past behind us and decided to look forward on the future, but the future is kind of hard to get by when you both have a common interest. And that common interest is none other than Antonio Smith. And I said it on the SCW radio shows after Still Standing. And I said it at Still Standing after the match that, you know, I told Antonio that this wasn't over between me and him, that the war was just beginning. He won the battle, but the war was far from over. But then, you talk about last week, you know, about how Tony Lycan is feeling about Mr. Smith and how he's dealing with the thoughts that, you know, well, Mr. Smith is inside of his head. And I'm kind of curious myself. You see, it seems like I'm at a bump in a road already coming back, and that bump is Tony Lycan wanting a man that I want to take down. You know, and I know that I laid down a challenge to Mr. Smith for an I Quit match at CyberSlam, and it's up to the fans to decide whether they want to see it or not. But, you know, I was down at when I was over at the headquarters, SCW headquarters today, and I was talking to one of our kind, one half of our kind GMs, And, you know, I was kind of telling him that, you know, if they, you know, they asked me if it came down to it, you know, if it came down to it, would I be willing to go through my brother? Kind of the same thing you asked. And I would go through anything. I would sell my soul to the devil himself if it meant getting my hands on Antonio Smith. That's what I want. I want Antonio Smith. I want to hear him scream that he quits. I want to hear him say that he is no more. He wants a heavyweight championship shot. I want my hands on him, but so doesn't Tony Lichen. So that kind of leaves me in a predicament. That kind of leaves us in a predicament. But, you know, I ain't worried about it. I'm leaving it up to the fans, to the SCW. I'm leaving it up to the men in charge of SCW. I'm out there. My challenge is out there. But know that if there's anything else that anybody wants to put in the way of Ace Harris, I have no problem stepping over that bump in the road to get my hands on Mr. Smith.
Well, you know, Ace, I'm actually glad you called in this week, because I will let you know this. I'm not going to announce anything until, like I said, everything is in place for the CyberSlam event. So I don't want to announce too much too soon, but I will tell you this. Myself, unfortunately, those two doofuses that call themselves co-general managers and the rest of the SCW Entertainment Council have been discussing yourself, Mr. Smith, even Tony Lichen's predicament, so to speak. And I'll tell you this, I believe that we have come up with a solution to everyone's problems in which I think everyone will be happy with what's going to be going down at CyberSlam. Now, with that said, I don't want to go into too much detail, but to reiterate, I will say when all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and CyberSlam's info is released to the public, I believe that the poll that we have in mind for yourself, Tony Lichen, Mr. Smith, and maybe even somebody else, I won't say too much, I think it will appease yourself, Mr. Lichen, Mr. Smith. I think everyone will be happy with the outcome. So I did want you to know that.
Oh, wow. I appreciate it, Mr. Van. And see, that's one of the things that I want the SCW Nation to hear me out on. You see, I have been, you know, a jerk in the past, and I have, you know, said some mean things to the SCW Nation, but we all have a voice, and you see, they obviously don't like you. A lot of people don't like you, but like I say, each and every week, you are the boss. You sign my checks, and I haven't had a problem with you since I started in SCW, so I want to go ahead and thank you because somebody's listening, and it's about time.
Well, you know, there are a lot of individuals out there that feel as if that battle lines have been drawn. You're either in favor of myself as the owner and promoter of this company, or you're in favor of Kevin Anderson and Brian White, the co-general managers. And, you know, Ace, you know, you came back and you have turned a new leaf, so to speak. And I try to stay objective here on SCW Radio and not be biased. I'm not a huge fan of have turned this new leaf. Quite frankly, I miss the old Ace Harris. But I do appreciate the fact that even in being someone who is a quote-unquote representative of the SCW fans, which the majority of them I don't have much for, I do appreciate the fact that you at least respect me because, hell, at the end of the day, that's all I've really asked. Now, with that said, we only got a minute left before we go into after call, and we do have another caller here in the queue. So stay on the line with us there, Mr. Harris. We're going to take this caller in as well before the line kicks us off. So next caller, last four digits of your number, 7840. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, how you doing, Mr. Van?
Yeah, well, you know
Mr.
what?
Smith.
Seems like we got Mr. Smith here on the line with us, so this ought to be definitely interesting. Now, guys, before I say anything else, we got 30 more seconds before we end the live broadcast and go into after call. After that, we got 15 minutes, so feel free, both of you, to say what's on your chest. Go ahead, Mr. Smith. What's on your mind?
We talking about predictions. We talking about make everybody happy. I'm already happy of taking Ace Harris' soul. What's more to take than his life or career? Then his brother Tony Lichen. says I'm in his head, I'm playing with his mind, that he want to get a piece of Mr. Smith. Then Ace has want to say if he has to go through his brother to get his hands on me. Maybe you can have another poll up for Cyber Slam. Ace Harris, Tony Lycan. But if Tony Lycan get his priorities straight first, then you can add him to the situation. But for now, Ace Harris, you talking about you won't? You talking about I'm a coward? I will not accept your offer. That's no offer. But since this Cyber Slam, I'd rather let the fans decide your fate. Your fate in a rematch against me in an I Quit match, or the fans said no, they don't want to see a rematch against Ace Harris, Mr. Smith. But also, I see through the media that Ace Harris is looking for a father. But I want to know if this situation come about, you find your father, will you tell him that you couldn't defend for your family like your brother, your sister-in-law, your niece, your nieces and nephew? But come Cyber Slam, come Ace Harris, I will say this, if the fans do decide to choose the rematch of an I Quit match, this won't be a regular I Quit match. Let's add another stipulation to it. If you win this I Quit match, I'm gone from SCW Entertainment for good. But if I beat you when the fans select the rematch of a Ace Harris, Mr. Smith for an I Quit match, this battle, this war is far from over. And that means you cannot be around the ring if your brother decides to face me. That means you sit in the back and watch me brutalize your brother. But Ace Harris, I want you to think very hard about this situation here. You got a lot on your plate. You're looking for your father. And your brother wants me also, but Ace Harris. When comes Cyber Slam, when comes the vote, will you be man enough? Will you have the grapefruit? Will you have the gojones to achieve your goal to beat me in I Quit match? This I Quit match is brutal. This is not just a submission match. This is an I Quit match. This meaning a microphone. You place the microphone to your opponent's mouth and force him to say, I quit. But it would not be me saying, I quit. It would be Country Boy Fresh, Ace Harris, saying, I quit.
Well, you know, Mr. Smith, I got to tell you, it sounds to me like, and you know, I've been the host of SCW Radio, being the owner of Murderous Company. I have my hands full with a lot of individuals who have their issues, their problems, what they want to achieve here in SCW Entertainment. And it seems like to me, you made it definitely clear you want gold here at SCW Entertainment. However, you do have this problem of these brothers who both want to get their hands on you. And it seems like, to me, at least, that you do want to get through this issue with these brothers, and you want to move on to bigger and better things. Now, with that said, I will say this. I do believe you got under Ace Harris's skin there. Maybe it was the father comment. He did disconnect from the line, so that's why you're not hearing anything from him. So I got to tell you, if you wanted to get under his skin, I think you definitely did that. However, you know, like I did mention earlier, I'll tell you the same thing I told Ace Harris. Myself, those idiots that call themselves general managers, and the rest of the SCW Entertainment Council have come, I believe, to a proposal that, right, we will drop this and we will make this public, but I think we'll make everybody happy. Yourself, like an Ace Harris, and several others. And I got to tell you, it's definitely something that is going to be very entertaining. Now, with that said, like I did mention, Ace has dropped here. Maybe you got under his skin with some of the comments you made, but we are already in the after call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a moment here to state your case for your closing thoughts, and then we'll go ahead and wrap this week's edition of SCW Radio up. So go ahead, Mr. Smith, your closing thoughts.
Ace Harris, And also, Tony, like, and if you are listening, like I just said about your brother, want to find his father. Better yet, if he do find his father, bring your father to the Cyber Slam show. The SCW Entertainment presents Cyber Slam. And once again, I will defeat Country Boy Fresh, Ace Harris, in front of not only his brother, his sister-in-law, his nieces and nephew, but also his father at Cyber Slam, Ace Harris. I hope this brings you up to par so you can have this achievement goal that you want to put Mr. Smith out of his misery. But Ace Harris, I'm not hard to take down. But then again, I think it's the other way around, Ace Harris. I'm going to take you down once again and once for all. And this situation will end. But if your brother wants to intervene and want to be in the match also, how about just turn it around and do a handicap match? So let's make it more interesting. A handicap. First ever at NCW Entertainment. First ever I Quit match. Handicap style. That means both brothers in the ring at the same time against me. But then again, we will see at Cyber Slam very soon. And that's what all I have to say. Don't fear me. Just fear what I'm going to do to you at Cyber Slam.
Well, there you go, guys. Definitely no back down or fear in the heart of Mr. Smith, as we've heard here on SCW Radio. But, guys, we're 6-7 minutes already in the after call, and I think we've accomplished everything we need to accomplish on this week's of SCW Radio. So with that said, guys, we will be back, of course, next Wednesday, same time, 6:30 p.m., given there are no technical difficulties as there were last week. I want to thank everyone for calling in. Thank everyone for listening to this week's episode of SCW Radio. And one quick note, guys, keep your eyes and ears peeled to SCW social media and, of course, right here at Blog Talk Radio because CyberSlam news will be coming out very, very soon, guys, and I'm sure everyone's excited about that. So with that said, I'm, of course, your owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment and host of SCW Radio, Sean Van. Until next week, signing off.